Welcome to your custom deep dive. What if your code editor acted less like a traditional typewriter and, I mean, more like an autonomous team of developers?
Yeah, that is the exact premise we are looking at today.
Because today we are pulling from the official web, getting started with Google Antigravity Code Labs, along with some developer blogs and, well, some very honest community reviews.
We really want to see if this new tool actually lives up to the massive hype it is getting right now.
Right. And it really is a fundamental shift in how we think about building software, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We are looking at a transition from tools that simply, you know, help you type code faster to platforms that actually orchestrate the entire development process on your behalf.
I was looking through the Getting Started with Google Antigravity Code Lab, and they explicitly avoid calling this an autocomplete tool.
Yeah, they label it an agentic development platform.
An agentic development platform, which... How does that actually change the daily experience for a developer?
Well, it physically changes your workspace, for one. The interface literally splits your screen right down the middle.
Just half and half.
Exactly. On one side, you have a traditional editor, which is actually a fork of VS Code. But on the other side, you have an agent manager, or a sort of mission control.
That physical layout represents a major change in your job description. You are no longer just an individual contributor typing out syntax line by line.
No, you are not. With this setup, you are essentially promoted to an engineering manager. Your primary job is now to deploy and orchestrate these AI workers that autonomously plan and execute tasks.
That sounds like a massive psychological hurdle for a lot of traditional coders. I mean, if you're used to being in the weeds controlling every single character of syntax.
And suddenly handing the steering wheel over to an AI agent. Yes, it has to feel a little uncomfortable.
It has to be incredibly jarring.
Developers are used to a deterministic environment. You press a key, a character appears. Now you give an instruction and you have to wait and see how the agent interprets and executes it. It requires a completely different mental muscle.
I saw this review on the DEV community where a user challenged the AI to build a clone of Insane Aquarium. And instead of just generating the raw game logic, the AI took a totally different approach.
Because Google makes both Chrome and Antigravity, the platform can actually spin up a native Chromium browser directly within the editor.
Wow.
And the fascinating part isn't just that it built the game, it is how it tested it. A Chrome window opens with a blue agent control border. The reviewer watched a red dot, which represented the AI's cursor move around the screen, click on the fish, drop food, and actively test the game's physics.
It even recorded a video walkthrough of itself doing this, right?
It did.
That visual element seems crucial. In the past, an AI agent might just output a log of raw tool calls, you know, basically API pings and blocks of text that you just had to blindly trust.
And that blind faith was a huge bottleneck for adoption. What we are seeing with that video playback is what Google calls a verifiable artifact.
Verifiable artifact.
Right. Instead of just handing you code and saying, trust me, the system provides a video walkthrough, screenshots of errors it encountered, and a checked-off task list. It provides verifiable proof of its work to actively build trust between you and the AI.
The documentation also notes that it officially supports competitor models like Anthropic's Claude 4.5 and OpenAI's GPT-OSS. Seeing that in a Google product is a pretty big surprise.
It is a massive surprise.
But looking at the community reviews, we should probably bring things back down to earth for a second. This is very much a public preview, and users are vocal about the friction.
Yeah, the user feedback reflects a classic early adopter experience. Immense promise bottlenecked by technical bugs.
Right, like we are seeing reports of server overloads kicking in by day two.
And another reviewer mentioned it was the most frustrating editor they had ever used because occasionally the arrow keys simply wouldn't work.
Oh, man. When you are trying to write or edit code, a failing arrow key completely breaks your momentum.
We are just reporting what the users are experiencing, but it is clearly a bit messy under the hood right now.
So bringing this back to you, the listener, whether you are prepping for a tech meeting or you are just intensely curious about the trajectory of AI, the massive takeaway from all these sources is the rise of review-driven development.
Yes. The Code Lab actually recommends setting the tool to review-driven development mode.
And in that state?
In that state, the agent makes the architectural decisions and writes the code, but it always comes back to you for final approval. The future of software development seems to be shifting heavily toward managing scope and verifying outputs rather than memorizing programming languages.
It is a messy, buggy, but absolutely brilliant glimpse into the agent-first era of computing.
Which leaves you with an important question to ponder.
What if our primary development tools now act like autonomous employees that require management, supervision, and trust building?
Will the ultimate tech skill of tomorrow actually be computer science or simply human resources and project management?